I've got a surprise for you.
What?
Well, I'm in Melbourne and you're in Sydney. Da-dum, 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 da-dum. Guess who it is? We've got a surprise guest today. It's Kevin, all the way from Melbourne. What do you want to say, Kev? I love the Yarra Valley, the Yarra River. Thanks, Kev.
Wow, quality. The level of guests we're getting on the show has certainly dipped in 2024.
Hey, you shut your mouth about Kevin while you're speaking to me.
He's going to be a difficult guest to have on and enjoy, but basically because he can't speak.
Don't assume that Kevin can't speak. You heard him say he loves the Yarra River.
It is 2024. That is my fault. I'm so sorry, Lulu.
How was were you up in bloody Tamworth?
Yeah, I was up in Tamworth for the Country Music Festival. Listen, bedwetters, there's a bit of a fucking lag going on here because the fucking internet in Australia is dog shit. So it's a little laggy. So Lou and I are just trying to work through that because we're both in different places in Australia, not the world. You'd think that maybe you could do a fucking Zoom call in Australia and it not lag for 350 seconds, but unfortunately, that's not simply not the case.
You know who we should hit up?
Who?
Elon Musk. Elon Musk. He's got that Wi-Fi in the sky.
And now that's brother to Elon. Is Elon the brother? He's the taller one.
Elon is his name. It's Elon.
It's Elon.
Yeah, I said Elon. Elon Musk.
Sorry. Now you're saying it Elon. It's Elon. Oh my god! Now I'm fucking. Now you're wigging me out. Elon Musk, not Elon Musk.
Yeah, but because you see, Judge, it's spelled E L O N. It's like I am right because it's like Elon. You know, Elon. It's like wrong. Elon.
Are you telling me that you can't hear what you're fucking saying? You're saying Elon. It's like you're saying it like E L O N G.
Yeah, because that's like wrong. Elon.
No, it's like you're saying it like wrong, like Elon. You fucking moron.
Let's just call him Musk for the sake of it.
We must move on. Otherwise, I'm just going to fucking lose my shit. yeah. No, I've been in Tamworth all weekend. I've had a fair bit on. I think the voice is a little, it's a little fucked. I was up at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. And let me give you that tip, mama. Yeah, mama, by the way. It was a red hot time. And when I say red hot, Lulu, I mean literally and figuratively, I suppose, because it was 39 degrees.
And were you in your cowboy boots and your jeans?
For some of it, yes. And for others, I opted for the shorts and the kicks. But it was like I had to do this thing where Toyota basically is synonymous with the Country Music Festival. Excuse me. So
have a big yawn, would you?
Yeah, well, I've had a bit on. So they sell these hats and it all goes to Lifeline. It's all for a good cause, like charity. And everyone at the Country Music Festival, basically it's the thing to get. It's like getting popcorn when you go to the movies, you know what I mean? Like you get the Toyota hat. And so me and Jack Tossel were in there helping sell the hats. And I'm not joking. It was like I was trying to talk to people whilst being so conscious that there was just a constant stream of sweat from my upper to middle to upper back streaming down into my ass crack and subsequently my underpants. And then some bedwetters were like,
that just reminds me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just reminds me as if you were.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And you, when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Like.
Yep. What does it remind you of?
Yeah, mate, I'm allowed to speak. Sorry. I thought you were pausing for a moment.
Sorry.
What I was saying, it reminds me
because
of.
Because I think if they
is,
get
you know those machines we. Don't fuck with me. You're being a little arsehole now.
We might as well play into it.
What I was saying is that it reminds me of. You know those machines that you like put the lemon on and you squeeze it and then you see it run into like the big like little thing and then you pour that in your drink? Like
not,
a lemon squeezer, but the old school ones?
Not dissimilar. It was.
Yeah.
Except you probably wouldn't want to squeeze what my body was producing into any sort of a juice. Let's just put it that way.
Well, some people like bodily fluids as a fetish, Jack.
Correctamundi.
So some may want to garnish their tequila soda.
Tequila soda.
Some of Jarch's back sweat.
Well, you'd certainly fucking hope not. But if some bedwetters would come in and like they'd be like, "Oh, let's get a. Can we get a photo?" I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely." And then I just have to be like, "I'm so sorry. Like my back is so." Fucking sweaty right now. And they're like, it's fine. And then I could like, they'd put the hand on the back and then like try to be kind by then subsequently taking it off my sweaty fucked up back. Yeah. Like it's all good. And then they're like, oh, that's not all good. It's actually soaking wet.
Was your top like actually wet? Like almost like see-through? Like you
well, done I was a
workout, you done a hit class. You done an F45.
It honestly looked like that. I had like sweat under my titties. Sweat in the chest, sweat like in my belly button area, whole back was wet. It was not ideal. Sorry, mate, am I boring you? Now.
You are.
So it was a great weekend. My mate Jimbo Stokes was in the Star Maker competition. So basically it's like, they get 10 country music contestants in. And it's called like Keith Urban won the Star Maker. And look what happened to Keith, mate. Absolutely smoke showed it. So, yeah.
From the Tamworth Country Fest, Keith Urban won back in the
Correct.
Day.
Yeah, he did.
Well, what do you think is going to happen to Jimbo?
Well, Jimbo, unfortunately, even though I maintain he was the best performer with the best songs and probably the most real country music artist on the stage, he unfortunately didn't get the chocolates. It went to another bloke. But, yeah, it was unreal. He was a lot of fun. But I was also enjoying a lot of tins, a lot of Canadian clubs, whilst I was watching Jimbo perform and the others, hence why my voice is a little less than here today. So I do apologise. So we've started the podcast with no fucking voice, a four-second lag. It's just a ripper-rap.
Hey, no need to apologize to me, champion. I had a double header Friday, Saturday as well.
Yeah, run me through that Oz Open, mama.
That's tomorrow. I'm going with Ralph Lauren tomorrow.
Oh. Oh.
In the weekend.
Yeah, what was the weekend?
I arrived at the airport Friday, and because I had to bring all the podcast gear, my luggage was 50 kegs, not 50 kegs, sorry, $50 over because the podcast gear is like 12 kgs or something.
True.
So middle of the busy Sydney airport, Qantas departures, whatever, I open up my suitcase to try and change shoes or see if there's anything I could take out to make it weigh less. Out flops Kevin in the middle of a busy airport. You can't really hide that that's a present for someone. Like, but everyone knew I was taking that for myself.
Which is really not ideal. But when you said open up the luggage and out flops, I honestly did not think you were going to say Kevin.
Yeah. So last podcast you told me not to bring Kevin to 10-day date's house. I went against what you said.
I can. The evidence is right in front of me, Louisa. Now, how did 10-day date react to said stuffed animal being brought down by a 30-year-old woman that also had to bring gear down to work? Like, so her stuffed toy was in with her work equipment.
Well, I think that gives it a nice balance, Jack. You know, she's mature, she's got a job. And then, of course, Kevin had to come. You know, he needed an excursion to Melbourne. And here he is. He's having a great time. We didn't take him to Hotel Sorrento. But Kev's having a good time. Not as nice weather as Sydney is used to, but, hey, can't complain.
Yeah, so you brought the – okay, cool. So you brought equipment, Kevin. Now, did we leave the womanizer at home?
Oh, Jack Edward Archdale, what do you think? That was packed. Kidding.
Okay, of course.
It was not packed. That was left in Sydney. Get your mind out of the gutter, please.
I am so sorry. That was actually very inappropriate for this highbrow podcast.
We went to Hotel Sorrento on Saturday night. And fuck me dead, there are a lot of bedwetters there. Like the most I've ever seen. It was wild.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, a lot of bedwetters. So thank you everyone who came and said g'day to old Lulu. We actually had a guy and a girl come up to us, and the girlfriend is not up to date. She's at like episode 80 and the boyfriend's up to date. So he was like, 10-day date. And the girlfriend's like, don't tell me. I don't want to know what's going on.
Like it's similar to when the new Harry Potter book would come out and you're like, don't tell me what happened, but with you and your love life.
Yep.
Hey, can I just say there's zero delay
or
now?
Or similar to – oh, is there?
No, it's great. Way better.
Similar to Jarch, if you and I were a blockbuster series, you see, and everyone's waiting for the next step, an Oscar award-winning blockbuster, obviously.
So, sorry, did you just equate this podcast to an Oscar award-winning anything? Buddy, we are the raspberries of podcasts. Is it the Razzies?
Well, what's
we're the Razzies of podcasting, sweetheart. We are not Oscar worthy.
What about if we compare it to
the only Oscar you can compare this to is Pistorius.
Or Oscar the Grouch? Oh no, he's that guy who shot someone.
Yes. She's with me. Love that you're
why would we be compared to him?
Well, because we suck, and he sucks.
Well, that's fair. Or Oscar, you know, from the what's it called? Sesame Street.
You just said it, Oscar the Grouch, buddy.
But from Sesame Street.
Check your texts.
Oh, sorry, I'm waiting for 10-day date so I can let him inside his own fucking home.
Why can't he get in? He doesn't have a fucking key. Gee, she's taken over already.
I've got them because he's been at work all day, working hard, and I've been flat out as well. But I took the keys.
You've been so. What have you been doing today? Just fucking flat stick obs.
Jack. I had to go to the Ralph Lauren suite to pick up my outfit for the tennis tomorrow. I've been flat tack. It's just
you poor
Jack.
Thing.
I picked out a beautiful polo with the logo, some white shorts, a brown belt, some brown wedges, a bag, and a cardigan to wrap over my shoulders to really go with the eastern suburb Sydney mum vibe.
And did they provide sour cream and sweet chili sauce with the wedges?
How long have you been waiting to say that gag, hey?
As soon as you said the word wedges, I immediately stopped listening to anything else you said and just waited for my time, waited my turn.
Well, you know, kid's good. You know what you've done now?
You made Mama want some wedges.
You made Lulu hungry. Yeah, dead right. Yeah. Lulu want to eat. Mummy's hungry. So's Kevin. Kevin's daddy today, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. I believe 10-day dates is probably more daddy in these last weekend than fucking Kevin has been. Let me tell you, sister, she's down Jack, there with you, daddy.
Can you get your mind out of the gutter today, please?
No, nah, because you want to know
gonna
why.
He's going to listen to this and what?
Well, because I'm a little hungover and I'm feeling a little fruity, a little overtired, a little zealous, overzealous. So, no, I won't. I won't keep my mind out of the gutter today. I think I'm going to remain firmly and stoically in the fucking gutter.
Well, I'm also hungover. And you know what that means when we're both hungover? A whole lot of shit.
Is 10-day dates hungover? Minus the over.
This poor guy.
Oh.
You know, another thing happened when we were leaving.
God.
We were leaving Bar Bambi on Friday night. We went out for a little date night. And
yeah.
Of course, the date night escalated and we thought, let's go to a club. Fuck it. And we were leaving in a taxi and these bedwetters go, "Oi, Lulu!" And we like wind down the window like, "Hey," and that like basically brush past me and they're like, "It's 10-day date! It's 10-day date!" And like dive through the window to shake his hand.
I love that. You know what I also love? If like it wasn't him and then it was like, imagine if it was just yeah. like some other guy and they're like, "It's 10-day date? What the fuck is going on?"
And I'm like, "Guys, this is just Kevin." It wasn't 10-day date. It was just Kevin with a seatbelt on in the right, passenger and seat of and the taxi.
Some cool clubbing kid. It was. So, what does your job entail down there, Lulu? Run us through the life of a Ralph Lauren influencer.
Well, so Jack, today I went and picked up my outfit from the suite, which is wonderful. I've got my outfit ready for tomorrow. Then I'll check into the hotel. Then we'll have some hors d'oeuvres. And some champagne, and then we'll head and be chaperoned to the tennis. I didn't realize how long it goes. So there was a game my friends went to on Thursday night, and the men's game did not go on until 11:30 p.m. So some people didn't leave the tennis until 4:30 a.m.
No way, dude.
That's when mummy wakes up. That's putting my sleep habit out of whack, but I also put my sleep habit out of whack in the weekend with going out so late, you know?
Let's just rewind back to a little something you said earlier that I'd love to touch base on. If you don't mind, I'm going to CC Dior and Willie B into this email. When you said that you arise at 4:30 in the morning, did you mean to talk pure and utter fucking bullshit, or was that a little mistakey from little woo-woo?
Hey, Widdle Woo Woo does sometimes wake at 4:30 for a hot girl lap. And Widdle Woo Woo's happy with that.
Widdle Woo Woo.
Widdle Jackie Wacky sleeps until 9 a.m. and Jackie Wacky's alarm doesn't go off. Because Wacky forgets to plug in his Apple Watch and his phone.
And my phone.
He doesn't have an alarm. His man cave doesn't have a fucking TV to show him the time.
It does have a TV. That's part
of
it.
Hey, Jackie Gentlemen. Wacky.
Gentlemen, do you believe Widdle Woo Woo gets up at fucking 4:30 for an HGL? It's a load of filthy hot cock you've just spat at us, Lou. I mean, for crying out loud.
I do sometimes wake up at 4:30. Let's call it a gentleman's 4:30 to 6 a.m. in between.
That's
Widdle Woo Woo does.
Now Widdle Woo Woo's cooking with a bit of gas. That's more where we're at. More the 6 a.m. I'll give you 6. 4:30, for fuck's sake.
What's 4:30 to 6, Jake? You know, coozy, they're all the same.
It's an hour and a half, kid.
It's fuck all time if you ask me. People listen to this dribble for 45 minutes.
I'll give you the hot tip. There is zero chance of me sticking around till fucking 4:30 to watch a tennis game.
Oh, I'm a tired little girl. I'll be leaving at hopefully before midnight.
But when does your game start? Do you know who you're seeing?
No, I should come out tonight, shouldn't it? I'm doing it cross for Channel
9
as well.
No,
hi,
you're
everyone.
Fucking
it's not. Louisa down here at the tenor.
No, you're not.
I am. I think it's like a fun segment, like I'm being interviewed about something fun at the tenor.
Oh, bro, how have you not told us this?
Don't. No, you're wigging me out.
You're going to be so awkward.
Don't, Jack, because then you'll wig me out.
No, because you'll try and be yourself, but you'll try and be too much of yourself, and then you'll get in your own head, and then you'll, like, start panicking when she's talking to you, and you'll probably make a fool of yourself on live national television.
Sorry. Sorry, I'd just like to circle back, and I'd like to CC Dior and Willie into this one again.
Oh, fucking hell, Aristotle.
So you're basically saying, notoriously Aristotle Dothith, that I, being myself, would fuck it up and be annoying? Is that what you're trying to say, Chief? So just me being me is going to suck. Okay.
Right. No, hey, cutie. Hey, cutie. It's not what I was trying to say. It's exactly what I was fucking saying. Okay, there was no trying about it. To the core, it was what I was saying. You're going to try and be yourself, and you're going to make a fool of yourself.
Okay. Well, in the wise words of Aristotle, he always said, and if you can't be yourself, then
Lou, you need to do that on the interview.
Should I?
Not enough that it's going to fuck up anything, but at the end, they're like, okay, thank you, Lou. Like, and you go, okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I would love
it. It's a good gag for the bedwinners to be involved in.
Mate.
Look, I'm going to go with my gut, and if it feels appropriate at the time, I'm going to give it a hoon.
Stinks, you're not doing it.
Hey. I'd like to see you do it. You pussy out.
That's more in my wheelhouse, absolutely.
Hey, also, remember last time we tried to do a joke? We got an article in the newspaper saying that we matched on a dating app.
On Grindr. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
A year and a half ago when you've been with your lovely fiance for what, 4 or 5 years? But apparently you and I happened to meet on a dating app a year and a half ago.
Because you catfished me by wearing a short wig. I believe is what I said.
No, Jack, I happened to go to the hairdresser that day and get a little bob like Willy Wonka. Now my hair's growing.
Oh, fuck. I would really love it if you – okay, it doesn't need to be that pronounced, but you need to do something as an ode to the bedwetters on national television. Do you know what I mean? Whether it's as simple as saying doth, or whether it's anchel or senorita, I think – yeah. There needs to be something.
Me to the reporter. You're a clever little girl, aren't you? You're probably like, what?
Yep. Who's a good little senorita? What? Senorita interviewer, aren't you? Yep.
Well, thank you for the interview. That was great. You're very clever, aren't you? Aren't you a clever little interviewer?
That would be the best. That would be fucking unreal.
That would be good.
That would actually. Oh, can you do that, please? Please be like, you're a great interviewer, aren't you?
Yeah, fuck it.
Please, Lou.
Aren't you a good little interviewer? Okay,
It's all about the content, though.
Now, have you done your research? Remember you were...
I'm so sorry.
Remember how you were meant to draw a tattoo for one of the bedwetters? How long should you be waiting for that, Jack?
Well, I actually texted Beck before this podcast, and I said to her that it's actually right here in my notes. I said, Beck. She also sent me some drunk like texts on the weekend. And she's obviously woken up and be like, oh my God. And then she was like, hey, just please disregard the above. I was fucked up. I'm like, yeah, buddy, you were. I texted her and I'm like, I'm going to get a few designs up this week. We're going to post maybe three designs, three stories. The bedwetters are going to vote on them. Whichever one comes out with the most votes. Fucking wins. Does that work?
Yeah. Quick cue.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's been doing all the colouring in and, you know, I got my new pencils for Christmas. I got my colouring in book. Was there a reason why I'm not allowed to design one of the tattoos, or was that just a decision?
You can't draw a wizard.
Well, Jack, you've seen my improvement in the colouring in books. That's
colouring in books made for children. I believe it's specified 3 to 5 years old. You're colouring them in.
That was where I started. I'm now at adult coloring in books.
Okay, you know what? You should be able to design one of the tattoos. You're dead right. That's fucked, though, because
thank you.
The bedwetters will choose it and she'll have to get the most fucked one. So so you can design one because that's hilarious. Yeah, so we'll put three up. I guess we'll put three up and then a poll as to which the bedwetters are most keen for. So that's coming this week. Now, Lulu.
Yes?
We've been sent something.
But you get to open it and I don't because I'm not there.
Well, technically we haven't been sent this. Someone, an anonymous figure, is sending sex toys to the Hello Sport Boys, Tom and Eddie, because obviously we're in the same studio. So we've got, you know, the dildo thing on the top of the fridge. I think, did they get one of those butt plug things the other day? And we've just received another. So we don't know what this is. Should we do a little live unwrapping?
Yes, please. I'd like to see what it is. So would Kevin.
Oh, well, we know
yes,
you.
Yes, please, Judge. Well, show me what it is.
Oh, easy, Kevin, you fucking little dirtbag, you ratbag. Okay, let's have a little look.
Hey.
Okay.
You don't speak about Kevin like that.
I actually don't even. What the fuck is this?
I can't see too much. It's slightly blurry, but is that a key ring with something on it?
Oh, but why does it have a shaker in it? Is it a ball gag?
I can't see properly. It's not a little clit tickler, is it?
Hey, Louisa!
I can't see it enough.
I
can't see it enough. I'm just throwing ideas out there.
Well, throw a few more out and we'll see if you get it right.
No, I shouldn't have said that. That was inappropriate. I'm sorry, Mum. I'm sorry, Dad. It looks like you're swinging around like a fucking slinky or a key ring.
Dude, it's a ball with something inside the ball and then like an elastic, like fucking handle.
Do you think it's something for your bum?
That was my initial thought, but I mean, is it like, and then you go, yeah. You know what I mean? Boys?
Anyone?
I reckon it's a ball gag. It looks like it.
Should we?
Yeah.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Give it a go live on the podcast, Judge. No, you're not actually going to.
I mean, it fits.
Are you actually going to put it down your pants? Oh, okay.
No, it's not for, he's putting wait, it on it's his not for your balls, Lou.
Ah.
A ball gag is not for your balls, Lou.
Oh. Guys, can I just say,
it's caught in my head.
I can't see Judge too well, so it's slightly blurry to me, and I thought he was going to put it down his pants.
No, I wouldn't do that. I actually, it's
well,
not
you
a
would,
ball gag.
Just not
it's
under not the vicinity gag, of the because it doesn't studios. Make
it's the wrong way around. It'd have to be like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just as confused as everyone else here.
Write in if you know what that
well,
is.
Well, that's yeah. like us every day.
Well, correct. But if any of you bedwetters do know what this, I'm sure fucking, I mean, it's the bedwetters for Christ's sake, they'll have a very, very clear idea.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We've shown that we're probably like missionary with the socks on sort of stuff by not knowing what this is.
Yeah.
Let us
vanilla.
Know.
Judge, guess what I had yesterday?
It's a... Oh, no. I was about to say it's a road cork, and then I'm road cork island. That's the address. Mallow Road, Cork Island. So it's from Cork. It doesn't really say what it is, guys. Nah, we're fucked.
Bedwetters, well, the bedwetters will DM us telling us what it is.
Correct. What were you going to say, Lulu?
I was just going to tell you I had some sausages yesterday, Jack.
Fuck's sake.
I made a platter which had some cut up salami, little, you know, those like fancy gourmet cabanossis. It was great. Just letting you know that I had another sausage.
It was good.
You know how much I love a goodie plate. It was a great goodie plate. Had some olives, cheese, crackers. Oh, question.
Oh,
do you call them crackers or biscuits?
It just depends. Like a biscuit to me is more like a chocolate chip biscuit, and then a cracker is like a fucking sakata.
Thank you. 10-day date calls them cheese and biscuits. I'm like, mate, you're not having a fucking Tim Tam and cheese.
Oh, but hold on. I do say cheese and bickies as well. So, yeah, I don't say cheese and crackers. Fuck, I actually don't say cheese. If it's a
cheese
Jats,
and crackers.
What? A white man with money. Cheese and crackers. It's like a racial term for a white person, a cracker. And cheese is a slang for money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I thought cheese and crackers. It's a white man with some money in his pocket.
Yeah.
I thought that could be pretty cool.
Yes. Or it's what you eat. Yes, cheese and crackers. It's not cheese and bickies.
Yeah, I'd say I've actually changed my tune. I'd say cheese and bickies. I wouldn't say cheese and crackers.
But that would literally to me be thinking that you're having like cheese and fucking mint slices.
I can understand the confusion, but then if you were to say that to someone in New Orleans, they would think you would be having cheese and like a scone.
Yes, because if you Google it, it does come up with a little scone, cheesy snacks.
Americans call biscuits, like scones, they call them biscuits. How fucking weird is that?
If you buy a little pack of cheese and crackers at the supermarket, you know how much I love those little packet ones as a snack. It says cheese and crackers. It doesn't say cheese and biscuits.
Yeah, but it's because we're probably a bit American. I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. But I know that crackers are probably the right term, but I'll say cheese and biscuits. But then if I see a packet of sakatars, I'm like, they're crackers. It's very confusing. And hypocrisy, thy name is Jack Archdale.
And doth of Aristotle would also say cheese and crackers.
He's very clever for remembering stuff, aren't you? Aren't you very clever?
I'm very clever, aren't I? You want to play some red light, green light?
I'd love to play some red light, green light, Lulu.
We do have an update, though, after some extensive Dioring and Googling on what it is.
What is it?
So
for the
tell
door.
Us.
It's at AliExpress. You get this for 75 cents. So thank you to whoever broke the bank sending us this.
Christ, go nuts.
It is a...
Going wild.
It's a vaginal ball, kegel balls, safe silicon, G-spot, clitoris stimulator, massager, shrinking balls, erotic sex toys for women, adults 18 plus.
I was going to say that. That was my next guess.
We thought the exact same thing, Jack.
Also, it vibrates, Burma.
We thought the exact same thing.
Mate, chuck it here so I can have a look at it. Happy birthday, Steph.
I'll be pocketing that 75 cents.
Yeah.
Get it going, B. That's pisser. Well, thank you for the update.
Okay. I mean,
a lot of services it does. For 75 cents, that's good bang for buck, literally.
I mean, what else could you buy with 75 cents these days? Not even quarter of a litre of petrol, Jack.
You could buy 75 pennies.
Yep, or you could buy a 75 cent mixture, but now that would just be weighed as a pick and mix at the supermarket.
Yeah, you could buy...
Sometimes you could get water crackers for 75 cents, I reckon. You know,
water
those
biscuits.
Like,
yeah, water biscuits. I do.
Shit ones.
Yeah, the water biscuit. I do get that. Okay.
You could get a lollipop or a Freddo frog.
This is enthralling content, bedwetters, and we will continue to discuss what you could get for 75 cents after the break. Should we do some ready grains?
Yeah.
Do an intro, please, for red light, green light, right now. Right now, I said.
Red light, green light.
It's tremendous. Just a tremendous intro. Red light, green light. Filling up on bread pre-dinner.
Green. Yeah. Like, you can't help it when it's in front of you. The little bread basket.
You know, when you go into a dinner and there's like stuff before it and you're standing around having drinks and then they're like, yep, so we're going to sit down for dinner, but you know dinner's probably half or off. And then they put the bread down in front of you. It's like, I'm eating other people's bread. I'll ruin the dinner. Yeah. And I know that I'm ruining it.
With butter and olive oil. Well, Jack, you know, last year I was actually in Europe for 7 weeks and every restaurant you'd go to, they would put a bread basket out for free.
You're joking, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, that's what happens in Europe.
Yeah. Oh, right. So you're cultured. So was that before? Was that trip before or after the 10 days in Thailand?
Jack, I believe there was European summer. So that was after.
It was after the 10 days. Yeah, and a couple of weeks in New Zealand. That's nearly 3 months already. Nearly 3 months before July. You're that off.
Okay.
3 months before July is pretty fucking wild.
Hey, the podcast lived on. Remember, I ordered room service that time in Europe and it got about 44 sausages on one plate.
If we talk one more fucking time about sausages on this podcast, I will literally leave.
I love a pork and fennel sauce. Sorry.
Is that your cute little nickname for 10-day dates?
Jack, you've got to stop.
I don't. And that's the beauty of it.
No, you do. You've just had enough sexual innuendos.
You actually did sound like that mum character that you played, but in real life, but serious just then. You're like, Jack, you've just got to stop.
Well, I'm serious.
All right, yeah, I'll ease up on him. Now,
you've got to.
What have you got for me, sis?
Red light, green light. Singing happy birthday at a restaurant.
Are you singing it to your friend?
Yeah.
Great.
Would you like it or not? Like, are you happy to sing it? Are you happy to take it?
The more they hate it, the more I want to sing it. But I also don't want to take it.
Yes.
I don't want people singing happy birthday to me.
That's the thing. It's like a love hate. If you're the one singing it to the person, they're getting embarrassed. You love this. But when you're on the receiving end, it's like, shut up.
Yeah. No. Any form of unwarranted attention in a restaurant like that is in nightmare fuel, mate. It's sleep paralysis stuff. But doing it to someone.
I don't mind it too much.
Oh, you don't like attention. You don't mind the attention. Shock horror. Has hell frozen over? What? That's so not like you.
Do you remember at my 30th and that ginormous cake, like the size of like 4 8-year-old Lou's came out and everyone started singing? I hated that. I despised it almost.
There was not. What? A cake the size of a Mitsubishi Triton at your bloody at your birthday.
A giant bulldozer just comes through the size of 8-year-old Lou.
There's a D12 dozer at your birthday. Holy dooly. Yeah, right. No, I didn't know that. Yeah, dude, you literally will walk. You'd walk on your birthday. You'd walk into a restaurant with like you'd wear like a sash, being like dirty 30 birthday girl.
No, I would not do that. That is fucking rude.
You'd be sashed up and
dirty,
you'd like
30 birthday girl.
You'd like purposefully
with a tiara?
Yes.
Birthday princess.
Yeah, and you'd purposefully inverted commas accidentally like bump into people and be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, sorry, my sash just got caught on your chair. I'm so sorry." Yeah, I am turning 30. I'm the birthday gal. Guilty. As charged. You got me.
And they're like, "Ma'am, sash just got caught on your chair."
Ma'am, I'm just trying to eat my fucking asparagus and tiny piece of beef that cost me $850. I fucked it. I'm just completely – I couldn't even finish that. My brain is so fucking destroyed.
I've accidentally put my sash over top of someone's head. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Let me get that out of your – it's not a scarf. It's my birthday sash.
You're like drying yourself with the sash in the restaurant like you've just come out of the shower and it's a towel.
This your one, please.
This one came from B from Burmo, and this we were actually me, him, and Dior actually before we kicked this off discussed how much we fucking all agree that this is fucked. Red light, green light. Literal. This is a literal red light, green light. You know when you're turning, there's like a set of traffic lights, and you're turning, but you've got to wait for the people to cross the crossing when it's green. And then that fuckhead.
Sorry. You've lost me. Explain again.
Jesus Christ Almighty. I don't think we ever had you.
Start again. Sorry. You go.
Okay. So you're sitting at a set of traffic lights, right? So red light, green light. You're sitting at a set of traffic lights. You're turning left. It's a cross intersection, right? You're turning left.
Yep.
There's a walkway, obviously, at the walking bit. The green man goes on and people start to cross the road. So you have to wait to turn for the people to cross.
Yep.
The man turns red, which means no more. All bets are closed, okay? Then that fuckwit just walks onto the road when it's already red, thus completely stopping you from being able to turn and making you have to wait and then back. And then you can quite often miss the fucking light because of that cockhead. She hasn't followed a fucking ounce of that story, boys.
I haven't followed it because my brain's gone to the exact one in Double Bay where you turn left to go to the Woolies and you walk across and people keep going. But I've got two versions of this because if I want to cross the road, sometimes I'll run when it's a little red man scared because I don't like jaywalking. But then if I'm in the car and someone does it, I want to put my foot to the pedal.
So you're a piece of shit.
Well, no, because I'm on both sides, Jack.
Yeah, you're on the piece of shit side.
So I'm an Aussie.
And the right side. So you're a piece of shit.
I'm an Aussie.
No, what you are.
Because you would run across if it was a red man.
No, not if I'm impeding
traffic. You would run across if it was a red man.
I feel like I've got something that qualifies this, right? I think the rule that I live by is that as long as if you can jog and get like halfway across the intersection and then you're not the last person walking, then you're sweet. If it's the red man, but there's some slow cunt who's started on green and you do a bit of a jog and you're like, all right, I'm not the last person anymore.
That's passable. That's passable. But you need to – the people that we're talking about here are those that are Casper the Friendly Ghost. They don't give a fuck. They just go, it's red man, I'm walking over. I'm 5 meters behind the mob that's crossing the road. If you can catch the mob, it's a green. If you can't, it's a red. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
You're testing.
Yep, I'm going with you on that one. My hands are here.
You're a fucking grub, Delvin.
Yeah. I actually told everyone how you said to me, "You're what did you say? You're a sick fuck, Delvin."
Mate, if you.
I've just. No,
put that fucking
I've just
got
to let 10 day date in. I've got to let 10 day date into his own house. Wait.
Can we get him on camera, you reckon? Let's get 10-day date on camera.
Phone?
Yes. Get him on camera, please.
Yeah, okay.
Call him
he's
over.
He's coming upstairs. I will. He's coming upstairs. He's got to go up the lift and go past Jeeves.
Sounds like a euphemism to me. Go past the Jeeves.
If you say
the Jeeves spot.
If you say one more innuendo, I will come through
in your
that
endo.
Screen. Jack. Shut up. You say one more sexual innuendo, I'll cut this podcast. You're being very naughty, aren't you?
Yep. I noticed when you got up.
Very cheeky.
I noticed when you got up, he's got some Johnny Walker Blue in the back there.
Would you like a whiskey?
Well, it's a tremendous drop.
Do you want to come say hello? He said, tell me when it's okay to come say
right
hi.
Right now.
You come whenever you want. But he won't
Not
be able to hear
you. Not the first time you said that this weekend. Dalvin.
You can come through.
Fuck, the picture's good.
Yeah.
Can you promise me you'll listen to this episode? Because I've made so many great sexual innuendo jokes that it's fucking unbelievable stuff. So please listen.
Like every single one I'll say like hungover and he'll go minus the over.
Are you finished? Are you done?
No, we're still going.
Not the first time you've said that this weekend, Big Rig.
Red light, green light. Screaming loudly at wasps and bees.
Red.
That. Green.
What have you done?
As green
buddy?
As it comes.
That's just.
They're terrifying when they buzz around. I go.
Yeah, but you know, that is number one, so fucking annoying to anyone that's around you. Number two, what's it going to do?
Well, what if you're allergic to them? I've never been stung by one, so I don't know. I could be allergic.
I think you've stated on a podcast that you were not allergic to them previously. So run me through that, kiddo.
No, but how would I know? How would I know if I'm allergic to them if I haven't been stung by one? I wouldn't.
Well, you've lied. But I mean, what? Like, even if
when did I say that I'd been stung by one?
You said because you said something about well, what if I'm allergic? And I said, are you allergic to anything? And you went, ah, it's one of my favorite videos.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know if I'm allergic or not, you dipshit, because I've never been stung by one.
Yeah.
So I could be allergic.
Hey, fuckface. So what I'm saying is.
Don't call me a fuckface.
Hey, it's fuckface. So what I'm saying is that when you said nah, when you said nah, you were lying. Because I asked if you're allergic to anything and you said nah. So that's a lie. You should have said,
yeah.
Lou, you should have said, I don't know. Correct, which is what you should have said, you fucking inbred.
Yeah, but that's like me saying, I don't know. That's like you saying, getting like stung by like a belly back snake and then going, I'm not allergic to anything, and then getting stung by that or bitten by that and dying. It's the same thing.
Number one, the belly back snake. Now, he has a tough time because the poor cunt has to fucking slither on his back. His back's on his belly's on his back. So he's slithered on his back. He's not slithered on his belly. It's been a rough trot for the belly back snake. Just want to let everyone who's not Australian know that.
You know the one I mean.
So you're saying to
the
me.
The brown back.
It's a red belly black snake. Okay. Now, yeah, even if you do get bitten by one of those, they're venomous. They're highly, well, red belly's not highly venomous, pretty venomous. So you probably got to go to the hospital.
There you go,
anyhow.
Same as a bee.
But not highly venomous, the bee.
Same as a bee. Yeah, but for some it is.
Yes, Lou, I understand that you don't know whether you're allergic or not because you've never been stung.
Yes, so I wasn't lying.
Are you fair dinkum? So this is the point, Louisa. When I ask you if you're allergic to anything, what should the answer be? Are you allergic to anything?
No. No.
But you say, but you're also saying in the same sentence that you don't know whether you're allergic to anything. So the answer is I don't know, okay?
Yeah, but some people get allergies later in life.
What is that? Does that have to do with what we are saying? You fucking specimen.
Judge, it's been a big weekend. Can you just let it?
It's been a big life. It's been a big life. I think you were deprived of air at birth.
That if Jill listens, she'll call you and say that was very cruel.
No, dude, me and Jill are always, we talk like three times a week. We FaceTime. And she's like,
no, you
thanks.
Don't.
She goes, thanks for giving it to that fucking little dipshit.
How much does Jill pay you to be friends with me?
It's actually a fucking solid wage.
You don't need the podcast. You just need Jill.
No, truly, honestly. You know how I'm pretty Casper the Friendly Ghost about sponsors and stuff? It's just because Jill is paying me such a tremendous amount of money. It's well over 10K a month.
Yeah, so you probably don't need to collect another, 45th beer sponsorship?
Yeah, I've really dialed that back. But can I tell you something? I'm asking for a fucking pay rise after that conversation. Jesus Christ. Now, should we do some hotlines?
Give me the hotline. All yes, right. Please, senorita.
You sweet little angel of the Northern Rivers.
Oh, well, I can't clap because I've got to hold this microphone. Sorry, Dior, you'll have to cut that. Hang on, let me put it in between my legs. Oh, it's okay. Don't you fucking dare.
You did it all yourself. You did it all yourself.
Don't.
Oh, dude. You did it. Oh, geez, then he comes running. You see that? Says that, he's straight into the fucking room. No. Oh, that was perfect.
We just saw Lulu in Melbourne. And apparently 10-day date man is 15-day date man.
Yeah. And Judge wasn't there, so Judge was a fucking coward.
Fine.
So I'm a fucking coward. Is that what
they're the ones who saw us in the taxi and they were like, Lou, and then just like didn't give a fuck and was like, is that 10-day date? Like shook his hand through the window.
It's funny. Every time someone comes up to me, like the first question is, where's Lulu? Where's Lulu? Where's Lulu? And you know what my response nearly every time is?
What?
She's a coward.
Yeah. Perfect.
Great. Okay, mate, she's a coward. She's not
they're
coming
not
up
wrong.
To the farms.
Oh, don't. I already told you I want to come to the farms. I want to milk a cow and I want to see Brown Eye. The sheep. I want to see Brown Eye the sheep.
Don't do what I'm saying. Don't. hold that.
Keep it, so Archdale. You're a sick fuck. You're a sick fuck. Keep it down.
Oh, okay. God.
This is a whole bucket of shit.
Yeah.
This is tough. This is a tough old listen. The whole thing's just been innuendos.
It's just insane, though, how much you will put your own foot into it.
Oh, it's because my mind's not in the gutter all the time like yours.
Oh, that's pretty aggressive. Jeez.
So sorry. I take it back.
That's okay. It's fine. Okay, well,
no,
it's fine.
Jack, but if I'm you're sorry.
Out, so you're out the 19th, were you? Well, there's one at 11:46.
I also went out Saturday and Saturday night. I was also out at Hotel Santorini.
So
Hotel Sorrento.
Okay. So there's probably going to be ones of other bedwetters that have run into you. Let's just see if we can find it, you know. We'll just see from the night.
Okay. You're very naughty,
hey,
aren't you?
How we going? Don't. Fuck.
It's their fart.
Lou, you need to shut the fuck up sometimes. And Josh, you
very
also
rude.
Need to shut the fuck up. And a lot of you,
well,
I love you.
It would be a silent.
Love.
Yeah. We'd be the Charlie Chaplin of podcasting.
Did they fart and burp in that hotline?
I think he was like, hey, Josh, hey, Lou. And then just stop talking. I'm like, hey, buddy, you know this is a voicemail and we don't, like, talk back to you. And then told us that we both need to shut the fuck up, so it's a silent podcast, and then said, and he loves us. It was very conflicting.
Very confusing. Maybe they just want Dior and Willie.
Yeah.
Not Willie the person.
Yeah.
Come
He's on. Not the only one
Come
wants on. Willie. Okay. This one was at 2:21. It's 2:21 a.m. on the Saturday, so okay.
I was the noise of time. Fuck you, Dad.
Sorry. Was that a child? Was that a human
was
child?
Was that a child or a really drunk woman?
I actually don't know. Can we just redo that?
I'm very confused. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the noise of time. Fuck you, Dad.
That's a child.
But why at 2:21 a.m.?
Mate, kids got insomnia.
Fuck you, Judge.
Imagine teaching your kid who's two to go, fuck you, Judge.
Or your wife who's had far too many. It was kind of hard to distinguish initially. Okay, I like that.
It's confusing.
Fuck, there's some rogue shit in this fucking thing. All right, let's try this one.
George, Lou, your bedwetters. I've got off me Bluetooth speaker for this and kept it under 45, so you better fucking play it. And Lou, you better listen. Sleep paralysis coming from within. Sleep paralysis. Undead skeletons crawling up your skin. Sleep paralysis on the ceiling and sleep paralysis coming from within.
That was a ripper.
That was terrifying. You know what I just imagined? Your little demon climbs up the walls.
Fuck yeah.
And stands next to your bed. That's what I imagine him to sound like.
100%. Sleep paralysis crawling on your skin.
Don't, because then I'll have sleep paralysis again.
Sleep paralysis coming from within. That was great.
Give me one more. That was a good one.
Okay. Let's have a go.
One more. Kevin wants one more.
Hey, you bedwetting dogs. Hey, Josh, speak up a bit more. I can't. Sick of having to turn my head unit up and down just to listen to your fucking podcast, you legend. I know. Yeah.
Well, constructive criticism. Do I tend to speak quietly on this podcast?
Probably because I'm yelling and you got to try and get your voice in.
It's a tremendous point. That is actually a tremendous fucking point. Yeah. Okay, mate. Well, I will try. I will attempt that from now on to make it easier for you so you don't have to use all the dials. I want one more, Lou.
You can't yell Okay, fine, but you can't yell because your voice is gone from your big old weekend.
Blame Jack Tossle.
Yeah, Jack Tossle is bad news. Sorry, he'll get you on the grogs.
Sorry, I'm actually good on speaker, so fuck you, Lou. Nah, what I was going to say is that I was at the Tamworth Hotel just then, and there was another fella with a wee mean little hat on, and I...
Oh, hold on. Let me go, because she's done it. Bruh. Which one was that?
Hi, we mean well. We're going to sing Nerdy Bro. Go.
Okay, so she hasn't finished the story.
Hey, Batman. Oh, God. Back on this guy like a motherfucking singer.
Motherfucking singer.
I love that she's left a note, forgotten, like hung up and forgotten, hasn't left it, and then just called back the next one. He's just doing Nerdy Bro, completely cooked it. But I actually, weirdly enough, last night met the bloke at the pub that she tried to buy, at the concert that she tried to buy the hat from.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How much was she offering? 10 cents?
I think a good time.
Oh, like that. Right. I see.
So I had to go on for a good time, kids. Now listen up.
I see what you mean. Well, I'll see you very soon, won't I? You're very naughty, aren't you?
I'll see you soon, won't I? Now you enjoy the tennis, please, won't you? And you say g'day to Ralph and Lauren for me, won't you?
Oh, well, you're very funny, aren't you, Jake?
I doth of them, Loretta. Now,
fuck off.
Yeah, get the fuck on.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.